Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I've been still focusing a lot over the last couple of weeks on hormone health and mood and all these kinds of important aspects. But this week I wanted to focus on the four ways that sugar really can affect our gut health. And when our gut is unhappy, sometimes that can affect our moods as well. So in a healthy, balanced microbiome in our gut, we often find various strains of yeast and bacteria that actually coexist happily. But when we have unhealthy microbes, which actually often feed on sugar, it can actually overwhelm the friendly strains in our gut, and sometimes we can actually get symptoms of candida. So when we have an overgrowth of candida, we'll often get sugar cravings, which can actually be very powerful. It actually can affect our thoughts and decision-making and manipulate us into actually eating more sugar, actually. So there's four ways that an unbalanced microbiome can really affect our health. One of the first things is the creation of what's called a leaky gut syndrome. So if left untreated, an overgrowth of unfriendly microbiomes, things like yeast and candida, can really bore holes in our mucosal lining in our gut, and it can actually cause something called leaky gut syndrome. And I treat a lot of leaky gut syndrome because there's so many symptoms associated with it. Typically, what we can get, what patients come in with, are a whole host of sensitivities, allergies, and even autoimmune conditions. So the second issue, of course, is that autoimmune condition. So when our autoimmune system is actually working overtime, we can get inflammation, it can become chronic, really throughout our body. And the increased sugar consumption can actually increase our risk of developing autoimmune issues. So sometimes patients will get flare-ups, for example, of their irritable bowel syndrome, and even Crohn's disease and fibromyalgia. Food sensitivities is another way that, for example, that can be a symptom of how sugar can affect our body. So these food sensitivities are often considered early evidence of potential autoimmune issues. So patients might experience gas and bloating, abdominal pain, rashes, and other symptoms. And of course, mood and depression is certainly related to sugar and yeast overgrowth. And recent studies have shown that depressed individuals really have a less diverse microbiome and fewer species of bacteria in their gut. So when we think of the gut, we often refer to it as our second brain, for example. So when the good bacteria is really healthy, actually our mind and our brains are actually healthy as well. So if people are interested in finding a little bit more how sugar can affect their health, and if they're having symptoms of candida overgrowth and mood issues, they can certainly give me a call at 905-707-2001. And my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
When it comes to your health and dealing with it naturally, remember Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic, and give her a call for a complimentary consultation, 905-707-2001. That's 905-707-2001. Your health can be dealt with naturally when you have the right expert. And our doctor, Dr. Betty Rosendahl, can deal with it naturally for sure. So give her a call. I'll repeat the number one more time, 905-707-2001. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and look forward to learning more next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.